or the new system that we've just put out, which you can do with a simple phone call. But they're just toys, really. Nothing replaces real radio, if you know what I mean, Andrew. But I mean, I was quite active, really. I had the full setup and everything in my van for getting into the boxes, and I'd never ever bring any like hotspot or anything with me. I used to just get us into the repeaters with RF. But now I've got a new vehicle. I haven't installed it all yet, so yeah, I don't use the radio at all while I'm out and about now. It's just rare that you'd hear me on mobile now. It's rare that you hear me on at all now, Andrew. I'm normally working on the back end systems, back to you.
JBUI, yes, all noted, yeah. Yeah, I've been messing with topography. It must be very difficult. I'm extremely lucky here in operating with my current very limited setup. So be able to work with the aerial sitting on a background on the windowsill. It's only about 4 feet above ground level thereabouts. It's a 5 dBi collinear, 5/8 over 5/8, and so this 5 dB over 100 milliwatts, dBi over 100 milliwatts. So it's a very low power, but that's all I need. But, yeah, if you want to do a new installation, that sort of thing. No, I don't drive these days, so mobile isn't it's something I do. So I just brought the mobile antenna and mag mount inside and sat it on this bit of tin box, biscuit tin. And it works as a, 77 ground plane, and as a vestigial one on 2 metres. But as on 2 metres, the aerial is halfway. It doesn't need that much in way of a ground plane. Something to push against, yes, any end-fed aerial does. But nothing much to worry about. I could run radials out or something like that, but I don't know if it would make any difference. If I go into the C4 FM box, coincided with the GV3VR, GV7VR of course, then it gets in okay with what I use 1 watt there into a unity gain antenna halfway. So I've got 1 watt ERP, 2.15 watts EIRP, if we look at it that way. But it does the job nicely, so I'm not worried. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, basically. Jack Bravo, Uniform Romeo.
Energy BUR and 0 VB. It's all interesting stuff. I've not been very active at all in the radio this last sort of year or so. It's been I've missed all of the HF HF boom sort of thing. I've missed a lot of it, to be honest with you. I need to sort of get a rig set up again and start getting out on HF. But the trouble is, it's getting the setup back, because I used to have quite a substantial setup a few years back. I was very much into my vintage HF gear, so I had a Kenwood TS8. The 820S with the full lineup, TL922 linear, the scope, speaker, tuner. I had a lot basically, all set up on the desk. And I also had an SDR plugged into that as well, so I could see a bit of spectrum visually, if you know what I mean, because it had an IF output on the 820S. But that's a hybrid set up, you know. It was a valve sort of PA, and I learned quite a bit actually off of that. I mean, I completely rebuilt that linear, that TL922. Used the, I don't know if you're sort of up with the technology side of ham radio, but I do know my way around a set of valves, you know. And I completely restored that linear amplifier. Had a pair of 3-500Zs in. Cracking valves, they was. I think they put about 600 watts each out. You could easily get 1200 watts out of that linear. But I had a half-wave end-fed antenna up, a half-wave at 80 meters in that garden, and it was a cracking antenna, that was. Didn't need any ground plane or nothing. It was absolutely brilliant back here.
From JB, you are listening on the HF activity, yes. That's a fair enough antenna from the end-fed, yeah. Well, with 1200 watts on it, I suppose, or 1000 presumably with the new regulations, it must have crackled a bit at the far end, don't we? Have any corona discharge problems or anything like that? It could happen, I suppose, with a really high impedance end to it, with no current at all volts at that end, the half-wave, of course, and of course it would require a high impedance feed, 3,000 ohms or so, presumably. You have to have a tuner or a transformer or something like that to transform 50 ohms to 3K or so for a high impedance feed voltage-fed antenna. But yeah, I've built over the past half century or more. I've built various things, including high power VHF stuff, but mainly was a bit lower power than that. It's about 80 watts, 100 watts or thereabouts. QQV0640A run to the limit on FM, 600 volts, HT, couple of hundred mils, and it worked very well. I think about 80 watts came out of it or thereabouts. So you have to tune it carefully to make sure the anodes didn't start to glow, but you get good power out on 2 meters. One time I had a vertical 8/8 slot fed antenna, which was a 2 meter antenna, and that was fed with the 80 watt thing, and that went places. It really did on 2 meters FM. It's an amazing piece of kit, that was. I forget what was I using, I can't remember now. It was an FM radio at any rate with the amplifier on the end of it, and it worked very, very well indeed. So there we go. Anyway, I don't work HF these days. Mother Nature decided she didn't want me to have an HF aerial anymore, so she blew it down. And I haven't been out to put it up again yet. I haven't really been bothered. I'm happy with operating in this mode, perfectly honest, at the moment. We'll have to see what the future brings, if indeed it brings any change to HF at all. I've still got a 100-watt HF radio, K3S, by Elicraft, but I haven't used it for quite some time now, over a year, in fact. So I don't know whether it will have lost its memory or something. I need redoing, we'll have to see. Anyway, back to you for any other comments. Golf 8 Bravo, Uniform Romeo.
Yeah, GUVUR, 0VUB, returning. Yep. Well, I had some good experience that half-wave. The first one that I bought that as a fully made up kit. And that performed okay until I melted the transformer. it wasn't any fault of my own, of course. But anyway, after that, I built my own, but I made it better. So, obviously with the half-wave, it's high impedance transformer. And I built it with 3 toroids. There were 43 mix, if I remember rightly. That was the optimal mix for the toroids. And they were very difficult to get hold of. I think I bought them from RS Components in the end. But anyway, I redid the transformer. I put some really thick gauged copper enamel wire on, wound them up, whatever. Placed a big enclosure. That performed really well. I used the same wire that I got out of. That was actually cut perfectly. And I had no trouble really. The only trouble I had with it was 40 metres, but I mean, I'm not sure if that was just because, you know, I could have put a bit more isolation in on the coax and whatever, but I was getting interference coming in with 40 metres, especially on transmit. It would interfere with my touch sensitive devices, put it that way. Even on like low power, even on like 1 watt, it would interfere quite badly. So 40 meters is unusable. 80 meters, I was on that night after night, talking with the kilowatt club on 80 meters. I'm not sure if they're still going, to be honest with you, but it's been probably a good 5, maybe 6 years since I spoke to all them lot. But reminisce. All right then, Andrew, I'm going to say 7-3. I'm going to make this my final and get cracking on with this website. So nice to speak to you, Andrew, and you take care. Hope we speak to you again. Back to you for a final from M0VUB.
VUR, okay, fine. Well, yes, noted on the interference coming back. To be honest, I'm not surprised. Any NFED aerial must have some sort of thing to push against, you know, an earth or a counterpoise or something like that, because otherwise you've got a transformer there with only one of its output leads connected, so something else has to behave at it, and it'll come back into the equipment and try and use the mains earth and capacitance and that sort of thing as the other arm of the output side of the transformer. So I'm not greatly surprised. In fact, I'm surprised it worked okay on AC, but obviously to do it without causing interference. But yeah, I can understand the principle of why it would cause a problem, because there was presumably no earth or whatever counterpoise. When I had a 170-foot long wire up the garden, I ran out quarter wave counterpoises all in parallel underneath it, you know, lying on the ground and that sort of thing. That works an absolute treat, even on 160 metres. And more than a quarter way, even on 160, so it worked well. Anyway, I wish you 7-3, many thanks, and good luck with any further antenna experiments. The 8 Bravo Uniform Romeo is clear. Golf 8 Bravo Uniform Romeo is listening. Golf Bravo 3, Victor Romeo, the network.
Yeah, roger that, Andrew. Well, I'll just before I go, I did do some experiments with it, because obviously it wasn't perfect out of the box, that thing. There was some issues. And I did experiment with grounding and whatnot, and also length of coax, because obviously you can use the coax as a push-off as well. What you've got to do is you've got to feed it away from your rig, so the longer the run, the better in coax, because obviously you can use the coax as a counterpoise, but as long as it's isolated before it gets into the shaft. And I did that with an isolation transformer, and that solved majority of the problems. It didn't solve the 40 meter issue though. I never could ever solve that issue with the RF getting into the shaft. And I think the reason for that is because the antenna was literally directly above the house, because I had it fed up the front garden, which was quite far away from my shack. And then it went up a sort of a 10-foot post, and then it went up towards the gable of the house, and then back down to the back of the garden. So I think there was quite a large RF field, and obviously, you know, it's RF's going to get into everything, especially if you're right underneath the middle of the antenna where all the power is, basically. You know, you're going to get troubles probably. I tried everything. I tried grounding. I tried running a couple of radials out, and that didn't really sort of solve it. But 80 meters always worked. I have no issues on that band. And probably because it's its natural half wave, the antenna was cut perfectly. And, you don't really need a push off because it is pretty much a dipole fed at the end, isn't it? You just got to sort of transform the high impedance. So it is balanced to a certain degree at its half wave, but when you start using multiples, then you start getting a bit more in sort of technically into sort of imbalances and whatnot. So yeah, but other than that, it did work. 80 meters was cracking. That used to be quite a decent signal, even at 100 watts. It was not too bad.